Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. Clarence Iron has called many hockey games on the radio, but what happened recently during the NHL game between the Montreal Canadiens and the Carolina Hurricanes amazed him. Iron made history by being the first play-by-play announcer to call a game on Canadian national television in the Plains Cree language. This historic broadcast coincides with UNESCO's Declaration of 2019 as the International Year of Indigenous Languages. The game was broadcast on Aboriginal People's Television Network. Iron was joined by musician Earl Wood, who sat alongside in the studio as the game analyst. According to APTN News, Clarence Iron, who lives in Pinehouse, Saskatchewan, and works for CFNK Radio as a program host, has become known as one of the Cree voices of hockey because of experience calling Indigenous hockey tournaments and local games. Earl Wood comes from Satellite Cree Nation and is one of the original founders of the Northern Cree Singers, referred by some as the Indigenous Rolling Stones. The two of them were joined in the studio by National Hockey League alum John Chabot. Chabot, who played over 500 games in the NHL, told the Canadian press days before the broadcast, "When you look at people's claims to heritage and traditions, it all goes back to language." Chabot from the Kitigingzabi Anishinaabeg First Nation north of Ottawa continued, "We're trying to reintroduce our languages into a lot of communities. This gives us more of an opportunity to let our kids know that our language is valued." Given the number of Indigenous players, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis in NHL history, broadcasting games in Indigenous language perhaps should have happened sooner than 2019. However, Chabot comments, "Even though it is overdue, it is finally being recognized and being presented in a language that is ours. This is one of the ways we can move forward." According to APTN News, both Iron and Wood were beaming with excitement throughout the game. Wood shares, "I want to invite all of those young people out there, no matter where you are, to take it upon yourself to gain an interest in our language and to utilize it." Wood told APTN News, "Anywhere you want to go, your language will take you there." Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.